Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. I recently recorded a podcast called Entering New Markets, in which I quickly covered the three steps that you need to execute before you enter a new market or realign your current markets. The results of that podcast were lots of questions from all of you listeners who wanted more detail. So that's what we're going to do over the next three podcasts, starting today. So the first step is to assess your current client base. And what I encourage you to do as your first step here is to write down on a piece of paper or in Word or in your email who you think your best customers are and where they're located. We want to test your assumptions. Make notes about what industry they're in and what size they are, and of course, where they are located geographically, so we can see whether you're right at the end. Next thing we're going to do is take a look at your current client database. And I want you to pull out two things. Who are your biggest customers and who are the fastest growing year over year growth? It's important that you assess these across your entire customer base. So if you're a global company, you want to look at your global customers as well as your regions to take into consideration any anomalies with a slower growing or a smaller region, a new market or a new product segment. For example, at a recent high-tech client, we took their top 50 customers globally as well as their top 50 in each location. We took a look at their fastest growing customers as well as their largest customers to make up for the fact that not all customers showed growth. Why? Well, simply because they were first-time customers this year. As a result of looking at your customers both from size and growth, you'll get a comprehensive list that comprises your best customers both from growth and size. Now you can identify who your target customers are. After you have a selection of these best customers, we want to break them into segments. Specifically, you want to break them into industry segments. The most important step here is to use standard industry segments as your code, like a SIC code or a Dun & Bradstreet code. Why? Because if you just use your internal language, it's going to make searching for prospects much more difficult in the future. We want to also break them into small geographic regions, whatever your smallest region is for your sales team, cities, states, provinces, counties, countries. This is going to be important for territory realignment, but also for new market entry. If you don't have this already, make sure you identify which sellers are assigned to which accounts. Remember, we're only talking about customers here. We want to do this for two reasons. One, to make sure that we have coverage in the areas that we need it, but also we want to make sure that there is or is not a correlation between the skill of a sales rep and your best customers or a specific region and your best customers. Finally, break down your clients by their annual revenue and form groups of their own annual revenue, their declared revenue, so that you can see clearly what size band each of your best targets are. Depending on the size of your business, you want to create bands that might be 1 million to 10 million, or maybe you need to go 10 million to 50 million, 50 million to 100 million, 100 million to 500 million. You know where your customer bands are, but make sure you categorize them in at least four or five different bands so that you get the best assessment. Finally, create visuals. I like to see three specific visuals at a minimum. One that shows the target customers by region and size. A simple bar graph that has your regions along the bottom and then the size of the customers designated on each of the bar graphs. I also like to see a visual that shows all of your target customers by industry segment and size. So again, one bar for each of those segments, and then each of those bars broken out by size. This way I can see very clearly what regions my customers are in and what size they are in each of those countries. And also I can see what industries they're in and what size they are in each of those industries. Finally, the last visual is a heat map. The heat map is simply a map of the world or whatever regions that you sell into that shows each of your customers in those regions. So we have our industry segments identified, and we have a map of each of the regions with the industries and the customers identified. This gives you a one look view of where your current customers are based easily. So the last step here is to compare your facts to the assumptions. If you were right, if what you're seeing on the map is exactly what you knew in your gut, then that's great because now you have the facts to back you up if you get any questions from your leadership. If you were off base, that's okay too, because now you have the facts in place to make the right decisions on your sales strategy and your territory alignments. You've been listening to the Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.